There is one public question. Richard Lee is unable to attend the question. Will be asked instead by Julian Moore. Mr. Moore, please ask the question. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm Julian Moore. I'm co-chair of the Hatch End Association and a resident of the Avenue Hatch End. I ask this question on behalf of Richard Deed, who unfortunately is unwell today. His question: I am a resident of the Royston Park Estate and would like to ask the following question of Councillor Graham Henson, leader of the council and portfolio holder prior to the 3rd of May 2018. I'm asking this question with the support of the three local councillors, Paul, Lammerman and Hinckley, and 437 households with more than 1,000 residents in the following roads: the Avenue, Royston Park Road, Grove Road, Thornton Grove, Oakley Road, Hatch End. With regard to the tree works in the above roads, are you satisfied with the timing, the progress and the objective of the work being carried out?
Madam Mayor, do you mind if I turn my mic round so I can
fix it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you tonight. I've received a number of emails related to trees being pruned or removed in this area, and I am aware that council officers met on site today with a number of local residents and the ward councillors. The tree works being carried out in Hatch End are in accordance with our tree strategy and form part of the borough-wide cyclical maintenance programme. All of the highway trees within the ward were inspected by the area tree officer, and any required works were issued to the contractor. And the works range from general maintenance, which is light pruning, to canopy reductions, and in some cases, felling. I think it is important to emphasise that felling is only issued where there is a significant public safety risk. A number of complaints were received regarding trees being cut down in the Avenue, and so a letter drop was therefore sent to residents in the Avenue on the 21st of June, advising of the planned works, including a number of trees being removed. The letter also apologised for lack of advance notice, and I also apologise for the communication failure in this instance, and will look to ensure that this oversight is not repeated. With regards to the element of the question around pruning in hot weather, I know some may be concerned that this may damage the trees. We do not regularly enjoy such lovely weather in this time of year, but the tree specialists have told me that although not ideal, it is acceptable. Pruning works are not generally suspended due to hot weather, as this would impact on the overall cyclical programme. Due to the number of concerns being raised, pruning was suspended until the officers could meet with the local residents and ward councillors so they could listen to the residents' concerns and explain the reasons for the prescribed works. I believe that meeting took place in Royston Grove today, and I believe that the works start again early next week.
Do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. As you are well aware, many roadside trees have been cut down and a large number of verges are devoid of trees, many of which have been treeless for several four-year cycles. In accordance with Harrow's Tree Strategy 2005 vision to protect, improve, increase and sustain the tree population of Harrow for the benefit and enjoyment of current and future generations. Please can you tell us the council's annual financial commitment for the next four-year cycle to replace the felled trees and so maintain these roads with avenues of trees for the future?
Yeah, thank you for the question. It's quite an interesting one in a way that it's becoming more and more normal now for a number of trees that are being removed, which is a shame because in the 2015 strategy around trees, the last thing we want is an actual tree removed or felled in any way. We really enjoy all our trees and we try and replant them as quickly as we can. We have found over the last couple of years, and it's an increasing number, that some of the trees are ending near the end of their life and having to move, and some of them being damaged, which would make them quite unsafe and dangerous, so they will be removed. With regard to funding to replace them, at the moment, I haven't got the actual figures off the top of my head, but what we have done is we have got a figure in the budget to replace trees within the cyclical programme, which is a normal cyclical programme. I think we've seen something different now with the number of trees having to be replaced. So we have been successful in bidding into other funds that are around with the Mayor's Fund. We managed to get quite a few trees in all, about 250, and we also managed to get quite a few from the government funding around the trees. So we do look to try and fill them as quickly as possible. I think the problem is it's trying to keep up with the rates that are having to come off of our roadways. We do protect the trees quite significantly well, because a number of people do complain that we don't remove trees when they ask them to. So we do try and protect them, but it is unfortunate that most of them are ending near the end of their life, and others are becoming diseased and damaged and having to be removed. But in the budget, I'm sure we can get hold of the information and send it through to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is honouring